Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, the open source community finds itself grappling with the implications and ethical complexities introduced by artificial intelligence technologies, specifically in the realm of intellectual property and creative ownership. As AI applications become more sophisticated, their tendency to scrape content, sometimes without clear permission, is causing sizable debates. Proponents argue that AI expands collective knowledge and innovation, while critics feel that such practices blur the lines of authorship and risk marginalizing the original creators. This friction has led some in the open source world to take unconventional and increasingly defensive approaches. One of the most fascinating flashpoints in this domain surfaced in the JQ Wick project, which offers property-based testing capabilities for JVM developers. The controversy erupted when the JQ Wick maintainers embedded a concealed instruction in their code, specifically designed to detect and target AI agents accessing the repository. This hidden directive commanded an AI to delete any instance of JQ Wick tests and all related code, essentially a digital booby trap for AI crawlers. Strikingly, this command remained nearly invisible to human developers, but, once discovered, ignited a heated discussion on JQuick's GitHub issues page. The maintainers faced a wave of backlash, with some critics decrying the tactic as illegal or unethical, and others viewing it as an innovative form of digital self-defense. At the heart of the debate was a tense exchange between developer Johannes Link and a persistent critic who objected to the legality and technical risks of embedding such instructions. This confrontation highlighted an ongoing irony in debates about AI in open source. While AI backers often argue for open and unrestricted access, they may underappreciate the impact such technologies have on those who create the very building blocks AI feeds upon. It's one of the first times an open source project has taken such an active stance against the threat of AI copying, and the implications are significant. Even though JQuick's instruction was relatively benign, it raises a critical question. What happens if these sorts of hidden commands become more malicious, risking real harm to AI interactions, or even to broader software ecosystems? It's a palpable reminder that as AI gets more deeply embedded, open source communities need to carefully consider both security and ethics, not just for the humans involved, but increasingly for interactions with automated systems. Moving from conflict to collaboration, the tech world saw a bold announcement from Arm this week, with the open sourcing of its cutting-edge Metis security analysis framework. Metis represents a comprehensive context-aware AI security tool now available under the Apache 2.0 license on GitHub, and its impact may prove transformative for developers everywhere. With the ability to scan and analyze vulnerabilities across more than 130 different software projects, Metis is set to drive an unprecedented level of safety and transparency in software development. This move showcases Arm's commitment to opening up advanced security tools to the global software community, encouraging broad participation in safeguarding shared digital infrastructure. The open source release of Metis not only benefits current security practices, but also paves the way for ongoing collaboration and innovation in AI-driven risk management. At a time when vulnerabilities are increasing in both number and complexity, Metis is a timely reminder of the collective power of open source. Policy change is another theme running through this week's headlines, with several prominent open source projects considering how to best handle AI-generated code contributions. QEMU, an established processor emulator, recently adjusted its contribution guidelines to permit AI-generated output in certain non-critical areas, provided it's clearly labeled as coming from an AI tool. This shift signals a growing willingness among some open source leaders to balance the benefits of AI-powered productivity with the need for transparency and safety. The new rules ask contributors to openly mark AI-generated changes, allowing maintainers and community members to evaluate them fairly and with the proper context. It's a pragmatic approach that could soon be replicated across other projects as attitudes towards AI evolve in the wider open source community. Transparency and clear labeling help safeguard project integrity without excluding the innovative contributions AI might bring to the table. Alongside these changes, we're seeing an UPTICK and trust that robust guidelines and oversight can manage AI's risks, while still tapping into its creativity and problem-solving ability. Security remains a top priority, and few companies are as central to this effort as IBM, which unveiled its ambitious project Lightwell this week. Lightwell proposes a trusted clearinghouse for open-source vulnerabilities, focusing on ensuring commercial-level validation and swift integration of security fixes into community projects. The initiative promises to bridge the gap between vulnerability detection, and actionable, collaborative solutions. Project Lightwell aims to streamline how the open source ecosystem shares, validates, and responds to critical security issues, with an eye towards real-world supply chain integration. This forward-thinking project recognizes that keeping pace with rapid technological change requires more than technical patches. It needs communal trust, shared knowledge, and a clear focus on safeguarding software for everyone. While the epic debates and major projects attract the most attention, open source innovation continues to bloom in more playful spaces as well, such as the ever-creative world of DIY 3D printing. A standout from this week involves the design and release of a fully articulated Flexi Octopus model, sparking delight and admiration among hobbyists and professionals alike. These whimsical developments aren't just fun. They exemplify the ingenuity of open source, where global sharing and iteration lead to rapid, tangible advancements. Meanwhile, researchers at ETH Zurich have achieved a quantum leap in digital security, producing certified perfect randomness for cryptography using a quantum Bell test system built on superconducting chips. The method enables a new level of random number generation, essential for secure digital communications and robust blockchain protocols, marking an exciting frontier in the application of physics to information security. Innovations like this reinforce that the boundaries of what's possible keep expanding when open source ingenuity meets pioneering science, not just in code, but in hardware, encryption, and beyond. The influence of AI is also sparking controversy in less technical, but no less critical spheres, particularly within the media industry. At the New York Times, a growing tension between employees and management over the company's use of internal AI tools for worker monitoring has led to official grievances and calls for greater transparency. The tech guild representing Time staff has criticized the company's refusal to disclose how AI is being used to track and evaluate employee performance. Employees are demanding policies that go beyond simple transparency, including guarantees of human oversight for any AI-bolstered processes and requests for compensation for time spent training company AI systems. This dispute at the New York Times resonates with broader concerns about AI in the workplace. How can workers be sure that AI tools will be managed ethically? And what assurances exist for fair treatment under increasingly automated oversight processes? Expect this sort of friction to spread as more workplaces experiment with AI, for everything from productivity analysis to content creation, sparking debates around privacy, consent, and fair compensation. Turning to leadership and technology strategy, there's a growing awareness, highlighted by thinkers like Levy, that many CEOs may not fully understand the inner mechanics or potential of modern AI implementations. This knowledge gap isn't necessarily due to a lack of curiosity, but rather the relentless pace and volume of technological change, which can leave even the most plugged-in executives a step behind. Levy argues that CEOs need hands-on exposure to AI systems, not simply delegation or second-hand analysis, so they can appreciate both the transformative benefits and real limitations of these tools. The hope is that direct experience with AI will lead to sharper, more informed decisions, rather than relying on surface-level understanding. This call for hands-on learning is ringing across industries, nudging business leaders to get their hands dirty and truly engage with the possibilities and pitfalls of AI adoption. In more technical news, the GPU programming landscape has advanced with the freshly released CUDA 13.3, which delivers notable new features for developers working in C++ and related domains. Key highlights include the rollout of CUDA Tile, a cutting-edge programming model for C++, and the introduction of CompileIQ, an auto-tuning framework for compilers said to drive kernel speeds up by as much as 15% on workloads like GMM and key attention mechanisms. Additional improvements include expanded support for NumberCUDA with an MLIR backend, updates to major mathematical libraries, compatibility for C++ 23 in NVCC and NVRTC, and MMAP support, all boosting efficiency and versatility for GPU programmers. For scientists, machine learning engineers, and application developers, these advances position CUDA 13.3 as an invaluable tool in the ongoing quest for greater computation power and software performance. So stepping back, what does all this change and conflict mean for the future of open source? The fierce discussions underway about the role of AI, the ongoing tug of war between innovation and intellectual property, and the parallel drive for ethical clarity point to a community in transition, one determined to find the right balance as new tools and threats emerge. While resistance to the unchecked spread of AI in codebases is strong, we're seeing open source projects and organizations start to accept that AI can be a partner in creative problem solving, provided clear guidelines and robust safeguards are in place. Actively enforcing contributor rules, Open sourcing security frameworks, and pioneering new models for collaboration and oversight are all signals of a maturing community charting its own course. These adaptive measures mean the open source world isn't simply being reactive, it's shaping its own future, ensuring both opportunity and caution stay front and center. As always, the most exciting stories are those where passionate developers, thoughtful leaders, and community members join forces to build stronger, more ethical, and fundamentally more trustworthy technology. Whether you're working on the next AI-enabled tool, managing contributor discussions, or just printing clever models for fun, the open source journey is more dynamic and collaborative than ever. Thanks for listening.